We're making slow and steady progress, HSE boss Paul Reid has said, in dealing with the impact of last week's cyber attack. But he added the progress is volatile and the process will take weeks. Meanwhile, hospitals are thrown back decades and many patients already waiting for treatment may have to wait even longer. Reports too that patient records are beginning to appear in the dark web. But could the HSE have avoided the damage caused to their system last week? Or could greater investment in technology security have mitigated the scale of damage caused? Dr. Simon Woodworth is a lecturer in cyber business security at UCC. Dr. Woodworth, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
And from what we know so far, is it likely that these cyber criminals were stalking the HSE systems, or was this more likely to have been an opportunistic attack?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's opportunistic in the sense that they hadn't any specific, if you like, animus against the HSE, that they picked them out as a singular target. But it appears that they were in the network for a couple of weeks before the attack became evident. So they were certainly conducting some stalking activities. The HSE is not the first health service organisation to be attacked by these cyber attackers. There's been a couple of health organisations in the US attacked in Texas and Florida in particular and elsewhere. So they may just have decided, well, the HSE looks like an easy target. It's next on our list. Let's have a go off it and see how we get on.
How easy was that target? How vulnerable are the HSE systems?
Probably more vulnerable than they should have been. There's two factors here. One is, and I think this has been reported on several times this week, is probably, you know, quite a few years of underinvestment in HSE IT and cybersecurity in particular, but also because it's a health service, it has a lot of very diverse systems. There were figures quoted earlier in the week of several thousand distinct systems with then multiples of thousands of entry points. And any system like that, with the best will in the world, is going to have what we call a large attack surface, which means that there are a lot of opportunities to attack it. So the HSE was probably more vulnerable than it might have been. More investment might have resulted in at least the attack being minimized or contained to one part of the network.
And you were not surprised that they were vulnerable. You were writing in the Irish Examiner that they were warned about a potential attack. But is this a wake-up call now? I mean, the HSE has been a target, but a wake-up call for others.
It's a wake-up call for others. To confine criticism to the HSE would be a mistake, and the HSE's IT people are responding to the cyber attack entirely correctly. But I think it should be a wake-up call at policy level, and that just worries me slightly. I don't think those in government have quite got it yet, that substantially more investment is needed. I know Eamon Ryan was on Morning Ireland yesterday and said that investment was in IT was up at around the 203 million euro level. That's still not enough. And the reality is that a health service that budgets at about 20 billion euro a year needs at least 400 million euro to be spent in IT, if not more.
And if you spent that level of money, could that secure you against an invasive attack of this nature?
Well, unfortunately, there's never a 100% cast iron guarantee that you will be secure against future attacks. We've already seen some novelty in this attack. It's been described as a zero-day exploit repeatedly, and such exploits will appear again. But what you can do is you can minimise the effect of the attack to one part of the network. So in future, the worst case scenario would usually be one small part of the HSE system might be compromised, but the rest of the HSE gets on with its business while that bit is restored.
Sorry, Simon, I interrupted you there. You talked about attacks on health systems in the United States. Can you talk to us about what has happened, the data that has been stolen, and what they do with it?
Okay, in the two cases of in the states that I'm thinking of, one was in Texas, one was a hospital group in Florida, and those health records were published. Now, what happens next is next really depends on where you are. In the US in particular, health services are very highly priced. In other words, it's expensive to get health care. And correspondingly, those health records have a very high value. Now, I've seen figures quoted of up to $1,000 per health record for the value of those health records in the States. They can be used for impersonating doctors, for instance, in the States, or they can be used to fraudulently procure medical treatment that you wouldn't otherwise get. And what happens is that the criminals will actually broker those health records online on the dark web. You'll get an intermediary to buy them and then will sell them on to people who want them for those specific purposes. Now, in the case of Ireland, the health setup is quite different. Healthcare is nowhere near as expensive here as it is in the States. So I would be uncertain about saying what sort of monetary value will be attached to health records here in Ireland. It's probably lower. So the optimist in me is hoping that if the monetary value is lower, there might be less inclination to go and try and sell these online in bulk.
But we don't know so far.
We don't know so far, and that is optimism on my part.
Your part. All right. Well, good to talk to you, Dr. Simon Woodworth, a lecturer in cyber business security at UCC.